If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
It's always fun to catch up with Jim Bob Morris, NFLer, and Chris Chelios' buddy and partner in the making of what is a pretty fantastic tequila, El Bandido Yankee Tequila. How are you today, Jim Bob?
I'm great, Lisa. Thanks for having me. And I think there's one thing all of us can agree upon is that, hey, life's better with a great margarita in your hand.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I go every year to this music festival in Key West called Mile O Fest, and you guys had a booth down there this year for the very first time. And the guy working your booth, I think he might have been drinking a little bit of your tequila, which made for a very fun experience.
Well, we encourage everybody to have fun. We're the get-together, get-along tequila company. So we're the tequila of world peace. I don't know if you know that, but we're El Bandido Yankee is, we like bringing people together, and it's fun time with me and Shelly. We've had a lot of fun bringing this spirit and basically taking it all across the country.
That's kind of how it came about, right? You and Shelly drinking and decided that you were going to make a better tequila?
Yes, exactly. Unfortunately for me, it was 2:30 in the morning, like every great business proposition and deal starts. We were over at the Lux Bar, and Chris was trying to push a brand of tequila on me I wasn't fond of, and I complained about it. And he knew that I was buying a lot of agave, and we were making agave nectar and agave sweetener, and we were selling it to the food companies and helping take sucrose and fructose off labels. We've got a food ingredients company. So he was calling me Mr. Agave all night. And he basically said at 2:30 in the morning, he goes, "Well, if you don't like it, Mr. Agave, maybe we ought to do our own." And Chris was good friends with Rocky Wirtz, obviously Blackhawks owner. And Rocky also owns Breakthrough. And I thought, well, shoot, Rocky will support us. And the next thing you know, here we are 3 years later across the United States. And one of the fastest growing tequilas in the United States. I'm really proud of what we came through from 2:30 in the morning.
And tequila is where it is these days, right? I know bourbon had its moment, but boy, tequila seems to be one of the number one choices for people who want to have a great cocktail.
Yeah, it's been on the trend for the last 5 years. I didn't even know this until I was getting ready. Dane Neal, of course, was telling me, he goes, "Hey, you're going to go on with Lisa. We're going to talk about National Margarita Day." Well, I didn't even know that National Margarita Day wasn't, really founded until 2008 by this real estate agent out of Nashville by the name of Todd McCullough. I'm giving him some credit for this, but thank God he did. But, the margarita itself, there's all kinds of stories. It goes back to like 1930 through, 1939, 38, 30. There's like seven guys and women that try to lay claim to they invented the margarita. It's a great story. I wish I was just a tad older. I would be in that category. I'd say I invented it.
Now, in order for it to be like, is there some designation where the agave has to come from Mexico? Is that how it works with tequila?
Yeah, absolutely. It has to come from, the region there. Ours is in Jalisco, and we're up in the highlands. And we chose that when we went down there, when we went to Mexico, and we were looking for our distillery. We went to the highlands. It was, it's the most renowned tequila-producing region in the world. And so it sits at the top of, the mountains there, about 6,000, 7,000 feet above sea level. It gets a lot of rain. It's got that red volcanic soil to it, so it's real rich. And so what happened was it's an ideal climate for agave up in the highlands. And I think the agave that comes out of there is way better than the lowland agave that's also grown. And we tasted both of them. We tasted the highland agave and the lowland agave, and I just thought that the higher up, I thought it was a sweeter nectar flavor from the agave, and that's why we chose it. And then, I think this, Lisa, our Our master distiller is a woman by the name of Karina Rojo. And that's kind of like the equivalency of being an NFL head coach. I mean, Mexico is pretty rough and tumble macho. And for her to become a master distiller in the very pretty much a male, dominated industry of tequila was a big deal. And people go, well, how'd you get along with her? I go, great. She didn't speak a lick of English, and I didn't speak but about three words of Spanish. And so if she was mad at me, I never knew it. And if I was mad at her, she never knew it. So we got along great.
How did you get, is Jelly Roll endorsing your tequila? I saw him holding a bottle up on stage, or was that just because he likes it?
No, we sponsored Jelly Roll last year when, his breakout year when he was CMA Newcomer of the Year.
Man.
And my kids had introduced me to Jelly Roll several years in advance, and I didn't know who he was. And then I went to the concert, the kids drug me to the concert, and I saw, the crowd react to him, and it was so strong. It was like almost like he was holding a church revival.
Yes.
And I saw how the people, basically everybody, just gravitated towards his message. And I said, he wouldn't be bad. And so we signed him up for sponsorship before he got big. And people go, well, what's going on now? Well, we're buddies and everything, but hey, that horse is hard to ride after he gets out of the barn and it starts becoming famous. They get a lot of pull on him. So we had a lot of fun with him, that first year as we took him to the top and helped him. He flew around all over the country on the El Bandito Yankee Tequila Jet, and we took him to like 48 different concert venues. So it was a lot of fun.
What the hell? You got your own jet?
Oh, well, hey, you've got to have your own jet when you go coast to coast with tequila. I mean, trying to get around commercial as we're trying to get from California to Florida to the Carolinas and Nashville. I mean, it's just too hard. I mean, so, yes, we've got the El Bandito Yankee jet, and we get a lot of static about that sometimes.
Hey, no, I'm all for it. I just want to ride on it. So here's the deal. I only like Añejo, and I'm glad when you guys finally produced an Añejo. So before I let you go, Jim Bob, how do you make the best margarita? Just simple. We don't want the fancy ones or all the stuff they put in it. Just your traditional margarita for National Margarita Day.
Yes, and it's easy. So it's basically, it's two parts. El Bandito Yankee Tequila, start with that, and you can either use the Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, or we've got the new Plata 47 that's coming out, the high proof, which is really a fantastic tequila. It's got a great aroma, a fantastic taste, and a wonderful finish, and we'll talk about that sometime soon. But you can make, the best margarita with any of those expressions, but you use, two parts El Bandito Tequila, one part fresh squeezed lime juice, three-quarter part of agave sweetener or agave nectar. And if you want to bring it down a notch, put a little three-quarter cup of water in there, shake it over ice, and then pour it in a glass, and you've got the best. We call it, we tease everybody because I like it, and people taught me how to make it. We call it the Jim Bobarita, but that is the Bandito Margarita, and it is the easiest thing to make, and it's the best fresh-taste margarita out there. Everybody needs to go to elbanditoyankee.com, look at the recipe, go make you some. The recipe on there calls for exactly like I do it. But if you use my recipe, we always start with two cups and one cup and three-quarter cups. It'll make eight great margaritas.
That's awesome. Happy National Margarita Day.
Hey, happy Margarita Day to everybody out there. Thanks for having us on, Lisa. I'll catch up with you later. Break out the Bandito.